After the American-led invasion of Afghanistan, the Taliban have been portrayed as oppressive, medieval, and violent by the West. In an attempt to counter this negative image, the Taliban have decided to rebrand themselves as a family-friendly and fun quasi-religious military organization. In an effort to appeal to the widest possible audience, they've even released an album of popular old show tunes.
Who can fight the jihad?
Who can fight the jihad?
And look good with a beard.
And look good with a beard.
Suppress the population with beliefs that they have fear. The Taliban.
The Taliban.
The Taliban can.
The Taliban can.
The Taliban can, cause they wage a holy war and destroy the infidels.
The Taliban can.
Shut up!
I'm back, I'm on the red wine, and I'm armed and I'm dangerous. This is Radio Clash 86, and this is Exercising the Devil. Or something. Like that.
Electropics,
yeah.
You gotta bump your body.
sparkle flash. Shut me in a room full of CS gas. Stuffed me in a wetsuit to dry out from the sun. Fed me pet food, kitty cat and chum. Stand up, beg to Sergeant Kirby. Lay down, play dead for Giant Fergie. Roll up, go to Reveille. Abuse a bugle boy, a company B. Suffer in silence, says Brigadier General Holmes. Or change your name to Smith or Jones. Learn to live with all the death threat notes, the big bananas and the racist jokes. Stand up and beg to Sergeant Kirby. Lay down, lay dead, die of Fergie. Roll up, go to Reveille. Abuse a bugle by a company B. And the cold street dogs of them all. Thank God save the Queen, plus four for all. While we're on the subject, I could call the spade single. Found in perfect with my pride. Some way home, my feet go back before I hang myself. Cause I'm gonna take this crap and go A-W-O-L. Cold street dogs of them all. Thank God save the Queen, plus four for all.
Save the Queen, blood sport for all. The coldest stream guards of them all. Thank God, save the Queen, blood sport for all. Wow! On the subject I've been called a space single. Found in public with my private subway home. My feet go back before I hang myself. Cause I can take this crap I've got.
Hello and welcome to Saturday Night with the Who Boys. No, sorry, it's Radio Clash. Sorry, it is a Saturday night and I am drinking, so and you will hear more from the Who Boys later on. And they have a very good podcast, so that's why I mention it. I'll talk about them in a little bit. That was Cardiac USM with Blood Sports for All. There was kind of a bit of a sport intro, since this is called Exorcising the Devil. Not exorcising, exorcising the devil, for various reasons, which may or may not become clear. And then before that was Electrobix, a 12-inch mix from Scissor Sisters. That's one of their... They released loads and loads of sort of 12-inch white label mixes, which never ever made on the first album, and a lot of the songs were actually better than the first album, but for various reasons, including sampling and other reasons, never even made it. But actually there is a Scissor Sisters remix you can get from A Touch of Class, which I just got from Amazon well, same company, same thing almost. But yes, I've just got that, and it's very, very good. And I'm glad I've actually got a proper copy of that now, because I used to have a really crappy MP3 of it. And then before that was the Monza Dog Band with Sport the Odd Boy. And at the front was the Franz Kafka Big Band. Ugh, get it right. The Franz Kafka Big Band with Taliban Can. And that's from, if you've been reading any of the papers the last couple of days, that's from the, there is a storm out there brewing between, with the BBC, because they did a second series, and the BBC said to them, of course, as they did Victor Lewis-Smith and Chris Morris before them, they said, oh, yes, make it controversial, make it good, make it, we want to, you know, really kind of shock people, you know, we want to make it, you know, really, you know, surprise people and you know, and controversial and good, you know, cutting edge satire. Of course they deliver that, and then they find that it all gets cut to shreds. So a very, very funny sketch, which is a was it Rolf's Blasphemous Cartoon Club. We don't actually hear anything, we just hear the bleeps, which is the humour is in the censoring. Not usually humorous censoring, but in that case it is. And that's very, very funny. And I can't wait to hear the unedited versions if that ever gets released. I do hope so. It'd be a very good candidate for podcasting if anyone is listening out there. So, I don't know why there is a sport theme. I just thought there was a bit of a big band stroke thought. Yes, there's a bit of a Tim is drinking red wine on a Saturday night theme, actually. But anyway, we will less of that. So, talking of the Who Boys, I'm going to get straight into the music before I just totally trip over myself. They have a podcast out, which if you go to, I think I mentioned it on my blog, but if you go to their MySpace, which is myspace.com/thewhoboys, I think I've probably got it totally wrong. I better check. They've done show one, and I think they're recording show two as I am recording mine. Shame we can't do some kind of like incontinental show link up, but hey. I mentioned it on the blog. If you go to Radio Clash, I've got the link on there to the subscribe feed. If you go to mutantpop.net/radioclash or their MySpace, which is myspace.com/thewhoboys, all one word. And it is a very good show. And they've also, I've been checking out their more recent mashups, and this is Revolution Oberellas by the Who Boys. I'll speak to you soon.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. Able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. Lose yourself, lose yourself, lose yourself, lose yourself. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution, the revolution, the revolution, the revolution. The revolution, the revolution, the revolution, the revolution. The revolution will not be televised.
California,
sex appeal.
California.
The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. Revolution, revolution, revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. Will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you late. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process.
California.
The revolution will not be televised. On the instant replay, 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 replay. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
California,
live. Live.
just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got the money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, weapons in the back, junkies in the alley with a baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a torch of people possessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a trouble sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. It's like a trouble sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. It's like a trouble sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. It's like a trouble sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. Standing on front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breeze blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A circ on print to seen her lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so sedated. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. Keep going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. 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 Keep going under.
I have to pray. one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there like a puppet on a string.
Hello. Prawn crackers. And that was Shadow Master 2004. Incredible craziness from PHVKKAG. I don't know, it's fuckage in some kind of weird hacksaw speak, but that's some very strange glitchtronica. Then before that was Shoobidoo the Joker by Stab. I've been digging a few of Stab's latest mashups. Quite new to this, well, quite new to the Gaibo scene. I don't know if new to the scene in general, but I'm digging what he's doing. And then before is, yes, I know it includes the Lee Allen, but it's actually quite a good mix. It's Pilcher's Puppet Pecker. which has been included in the anti-hit list and various other places. I've got over my hatred of Lillian to play it because it's put on a string and various other things. I think it works really, really well. And then before that, a mashup that makes me made me laugh so much when I heard it, which is Alex C. Popcorn Bitch, which is Smack My Bitch Up, which Smack My Bitch Up can probably be mixed with any song. You name it, you can probably mix it in with it. It's a bit like the instrumental version of Frozen by Madonna, or any most of the Madonna, you know, like Ray of Light, Frozen, and Deeper. Can be mixed with anything. I dare you to go and try it. Basically, pick if you get Frozen a cappella, pick any song. If it's roughly in time, it'll work. It's, I don't know why, it's weird with a cappella. And I think Smack My Bitch Up is like that, but I love the way he's mixed that with Kraftwerk's version of Popcorn. It made me laugh so much when I heard it. Then before that, Iron Monkey with Teenage Praiseland, which is Praise You versus, I'm not sure, is it, I don't know, I don't think it Smells Like Teenage Spirit. I'm not too sure what's in that. Oh, it's The Who. I can't remember which one it is. And then before that was Metallica versus Grandmaster Flash. That's Wherever This Message May Roam. That's by DJ Miff, or M-I-F. I don't know how you pronounce his name. And then at the start was Revolution Uberalis by Who Boys. What have I been up to? I've been doing various things. I've been down to Swanage. Yes. A place on the Dorset coast, Dorset South Coast, near Wareham. I would like to say, or quite near Bournemouth and Poole, you've probably heard of them more likely. It's basically Chav by Sea. It was really Chav by Sea. It was the beach that time forgot. It had Punch and Judy shows. It had pedalos. It had those little beach huts, the ones that open out. People own or hire by the hour or day and sit outside on little chairs and watch as everyone goes by. It was, I was expecting Martin Parr to turn up and do a little photo essay on the place. It's very, very strange and very, very chavvy. But I did a walk around to Studland, and Studland was where John was, and we walked around with no clothes on, as you do, and had a very good time. It was probably one of the last days it had good weather, although it was very stormy. It got cold later on, and the storm clouds were there. But what it seems to be with the end of August, it's the red wine talking, and probably September, is that it's like, well, you get sunshine, but it's this constant, like, grey cloud of sort of threatening to rain and occasional showers, which is all kind of like the retribution for having such an amazing June and July, or mostly July. But that was quite good. What else have been up to? I saw Beautiful Thing on Tuesday. No, Thursday. I'm getting it wrong. It's a Beautiful Thing on Thursday with Kirk. It was very, very good. It was at the Sound Theatre in London. And if you don't know the story of Beautiful Thing, it's set on a Thamesmead estate. Yes, not Thamesmead, Thamesmead estate in South London. And it's all very South London, isn't it? It's two kids who are sort of 15, towards the end of their compulsory schooling here, and sort of one skies off games, and the ones really into games, and they kind of form this relationship, which is all very, very not. Well, some people accept it, some people don't. Being a sort of a dodgy, one of those dodge council estates, and it's sort of set in this front of this flat, which was the set with a bed and sort of embedded literally in the middle of it, where the sort of the kind of the concrete handrails would be, and it was very, very good. The actors for Steve and Jamie were very, very good. Leah, not totally sure, because she was in the film, which was originally was a play by Jonathan Harvey, then it was a film about 3 years later, which is the thing we saw, which me and Kirk saw, which is the reason why we were there, because it was a sort of a coming out thing, sort of a run on from the Amsterdam show. So we had to go and see it. This is the live production. But in the film, the Leah was played by, I think, an actress I've seen around in various, because she's like a comedienne, a very short black woman, and she was into Amma Macass, and part of the incongruous nature of it is that, you know, she was this very kind of, you know, sort of sassy, sort of South London sort of black girl, sort of 15 or 16, into Mama Cass. You know, it was like, what? You know, and he's kind of lost a little bit of that, being kind of like a tall white girl, but who played it in this. But actually, she won us both over. She was very, very good. Played it very well. But the weird thing about the production is it literally was right. I could have sort of put my hand out and touched the people. It was literally, there wasn't very much space in the theatre. It was like the stage started literally just where your legs ended, pretty much, which was kind of mad. But I got splished at one point. But it was, I would highly recommend it. It's on until about 9th of September. Apparently they're going to close that theatre down and turn it into flats. It's part in the Swiss Centre, which is a bit scary. So I don't know what they're doing with the Swiss Centre. No, you can't do that. And we also saw A Scanner Darkly the next day. That I'd say is pretty good. Very weird, though. Took a long time to work out what was going on, and a lot of mumbling, and a lot of sort of like, "Ooh, we're all crazy," or "We're so mad." Drug scenes, which kind of a bit put you off. But when you actually get into the later stuff and realise what's going on, it is quite powerful. And of course, the history about it being Philip K. Dick's sort of elegy to his friends who were lost to LSD. It kind of makes it quite moving in the end, but it was, I think the rotoscoping didn't help, because of course you can't do lip reading, can you? Because people do actually sort of lip read. If you can't hear what's going on, if you can see the faces, you can kind of guess what people, but the rotoscoping just takes that totally away. But obviously bits of it I don't think could have been filmed, because it's probably quite unfilmable in a sort of a naturalistic way anyway. So, and we're going to see, it's the August Bank Holiday weekend. It's Saturday, as I said at the start of the show. We're going out on Sunday clubbing, because, of course, I've got Monday off. Yay! Not so yay, I don't get paid. Great. So I'll be seeing Kirk tomorrow. I've seen him loads. So, enough of my rambling about what's going on. I'm going to play a track by the Electric Light Orchestra because I can, and because it's all Kirk's and Jeb's fault. I actually texted Kirk and said, "I'm listening to ELO and it's all your fault," in capitals, because it is. Because he was the first one to sort of start feeding me ELO, and initially I was like, ooh, ELO, get thee to a nunnery, go away. I just thought, but I actually do like some of the Discovery album, like Last Train to London, and also I did actually buy Time, which is the one from 1981. I remember as a kid listening to those singles, so I got sort of a double set with Discovery and Time, and also Jeb, because more recently he's been playing the tracks in the show and sort of reacquainting me with the ELO collection that Kirk used to try and foist on me years ago. So this is a song which I think the lyrics are very appropriate. It's the way life's meant to be. Certainly, I think it came on after Pirate on Friday night as I was trying to get to John's, and seemed to be kind of sum up how I feel at the moment. But anyway.
Well, I came a long way to be here today, and I left you so long on this avenue. And here I stand in the strangest land, not knowing what to say or do. As I gaze around at these strangers in town, I guess the only stranger is me. And I wonder,
yes, I wonder,
yes, I wonder,
oh, I wonder,
is this the way life's meant to be? Although it's only a day since I was taken away, I'm left standing here looking in wonder. Ground of my feet, maybe it's just the old street, but everything that I know lies under. And when I see what they've done to this place that was home, shame is all that I feel. Oh, and I wonder,
yes, I wonder,
is this the way life's meant to be?
wish I was back in 1981. Just to see your face instead of this place. Now I know what you mean to me. Ooh, and I wonder,
oh, I wonder.
Yes, I wonder.
Yes, I wonder.
Is this the way life's meant to be?
Don't let my face deceive you. People OD on pills, anything to feel weightless again.
That's Weightless Again by the Hanson Family, and I'd like to thank Lee, otherwise known as Nilotic, from a Motorway podcast for putting me in touch with that. That's one of his favourite songs, and I really, really like it too, so I had to play it. Before that was Sandra Bernhardt from the Excuses for Bad Behaviour Vol. 1 album, A Lonely Town. And then before that was ELO with The Way Life's Meant to Be. And I was actually looking at the Wikipedia entry for the Time album, and it said that what I suspected is that Granddaddy were quite influenced by that album. It's a concept album about this man that's dreaming about sort of being 100 years hence in from 1981. It is kind of a concept album, but it's sort of, it's short pop songs. It's not as wanky as a concept album, though. There is parts of ELO's career which are dangerously prog. I mean, I don't like those. I like the pop ELO. I'm not really into the prog ELO at all, because I don't like prog music at all. So, now, something I wanted to talk to you about, which sounds really kind of, like, ominous, I know, because I've tried to record this section many times. Because about, I think probably you guessed from the sort of show in 1984 that I've been kind of a bit down recently, but I was also angry about various things going on in the world. And it was when I heard that last song with the lyric about Russian river trees. It actually reminded me of probably one of the reasons why I've been down recently, is that about actually almost exactly 10 years ago, I met Bob, who actually took me to see the Russian River, those aforementioned trees in Russian River in the bay, in sort of Guerneville, which is sort of I think north of San Francisco, because he lived in near North Berkeley, in fact about 5 minutes from where DJJR used to live. And Bob was my sort of first love, and there is a danger that this is going to turn into an hour tune moment, so I'm going to keep this brief. And I'd sort of almost forgotten. I think I knew in the back of my mind that this sort of anniversary is coming up, but it's interesting that when I realised, when I heard that song, I was like, ah, that's probably why, one of the contributing factors to why I've been down about stuff is that, because he was my first love, and you never forget your first love, do you? I mean, it's kind of, he came over in London in August 1996, I think it was probably about 5th of August, I think I met him, somewhere around then, when he was staying in Earl's Court, and it was a proverbial sort of love at first sight moment across that. I saw him, he was actually shopping over the road, and I was ringing the bell, and he wasn't, I was like, oh shit, where is he? And looked across the road, and there he was. He was in his 50s, surprise, surprise, and a bear. And he was a very cute man. The only problems were, wasn't he a problem, but he had a partner. So, but that wasn't really a problem at that time, and it still isn't a problem, because I'm polyamorous, but it's, which has become very fashionable. Why has polyamory become suddenly very fashionable? Yeah, things like big love, it's very scary. But I was there first. So we met up with him and had spent a very nice sort of weekend together, and sort of I didn't really want to go, and he went. He was good doing his European tour, going off to Amsterdam, and he invited me along, but I had to go and sort of go sailing with my father, which was very annoying. So after loads and loads of emails back and forth, I found out that he felt the same way. And I used to write really long emails. I mean, I've never written emails that long since. And it was, you know, I think I went to see him a couple of years, well, probably about a year and a half later, because at that time he was 9,000 miles away. I had no money because I'd just come out of university and was unemployed pretty much, or was just temping. So he sort of had some air miles and paid for the trip and had a very good time. But the only problem, was after that is that, he just sort of disappeared. And that was about, 2 years later. So that was 8 years ago. A bit over 8 years ago. And, I've never forgotten him. And, so I'm going to play a song, about him. And I know it's kind of like very personal thing to be mentioning on a podcast, but it's kind of, I do find that, I tend to shy back from these kind of things. I do feel I'm going to be pushing the boundaries a bit more, but I can see from the fact that I've had to record this bit about five times or something like that, is that it's quite difficult to do without either sounding Simon Bates or I have to make it so abstract it's just ludicrous. And then it's a bit like a stunt. It's like going, oh, there was, you know, relating a story and say, oh, that was me. And it's like, oh, da-da. Like, nah, it doesn't really work. And that's, I think it's probably a question I have for everyone is you know, is radio or kind of like audio type productions, are they sort of not personal because people are scared of stalkers or they don't want people to connect, or are they because they think people are going to be like, ooh, why are you telling me this? I'm going to run away. Because sometimes I feel like I've got to kind of mark these sort of things somehow. And the podcast is a classic way of doing it. And it's not that I'm sort of down or depressed or want to depress people, because I'm not, actually. Now, kind of like, now I've worked through a lot of these things, I'm fine. But it's sort of, you just have to kind of say or do mark certain things, because otherwise you just go mad, because you keep them inside. So anyway, this is a song that reminds me of Bob. I think I mentioned him in show 47. I would usually play Autumn Stone by Gene, or Love in the Strangest Way by Timbuktu 3. I did that in show 47. So this is Gene, Haunted by You.
Yes, you are in my world.
Song From My History, and also Kirk's History as well, because we love that Olympian album. And yes, I think the words seem to be appropriate. I was a kind of a big Gene fan at the time, very disgraced in a kind of a kind of very hypocritical way from the British music press, you know, a bit like what happened to Morrissey, although he actually probably did a lot more to be disgraced, whereas they just had a slightly strange record cover to one of their singles or albums, which could have been misconstrued, and was, of course, and then everyone then, oh, we don't like you anyway, and it's all stupid, really. So this is the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed the show. I haven't depressed you with that sort of slightly sort of downer ending, but it just seemed more appropriate, and I had to sort of cool the mood down a bit. I can't do play happy hardcore type mashups every time. And so you can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. What's coming up? Well, I'm going to do the 80s show at some point before I go out to the 80s of this of Radio Clash. So I've got 4 shows to do it in, and it is ready. It's just trying to cram everything in without it ending up being a 3-hour special. Hey, I might do a 2-part, but I hate doing that. And what else is coming up? Well, I'm going to see Kirk tonight. I'm going to go out. I'm probably going to head down to the Tate now, because I've got John's old Tate card, which is still valid until the 30th. So let's have a look at the date. Oh, it's valid for 3 days. Yay. I feel so rich. And I'm going out to Horse Meat Disco, which is down in Vauxhall, which I think actually, when they did the Tranishek thing with Holstar and A&D, they did there. But I'm going to try and get there early, because otherwise you have to queue around the block. It used to be that they opened in the afternoon and you could just wander in whenever, but now it's in the evening only. It gets massive queues. So I'm going to play out with a brilliant song. I've been sort of forwarding this to anybody who will listen, because I actually heard this on Radio 3 of all places. If you ever... Because John always listens to Radio 3, and I'm usually around there on Tuesday nights and sometimes Friday nights, and he's usually always got Radio 3 on. There's actually this very, very good woman called Fiona Talkington. She does Late Night Junction, which she does... I mean, she plays... I mean, she's like... partly what I try to do, really. She's almost like a female John Peel. She doesn't play the real kind of noisy stuff, because obviously that will really scare the demographic, the... sort of the very sort of the blue rinsed old women in the 50s and 60s, 70 year old men that listen to Radio 3. she doesn't do the real sort of bosh stuff, but I mean she mixes in all kinds of things. She goes from Johnny Cash to sort of more modern stuff to I've heard her play stuff like well, I'm pretty sure she played The Orb and various other things, quite modern stuff. It'd be like, you know, Anthony the Johnsons. We'll jump into Anthony Johnsons and then play Johnny Cash, and then we'll play some sort of ambient stuff, but quite modern stuff, which is quite odd. So this is Love Will Tear Us Apart, brilliant cover of Love Will Tear Us Apart by Susanna and the Magical Orchestra, which she played, and I heard it and went, I was actually singing along to it while I was preparing to go to bed. And there's not many good covers. I mean, there are surprisingly a lot of Love Will Tear Us Apart, but there aren't many good covers of New Order, and Joy Division is quite rare. So this is quite a special one. So I'll speak to you soon.
When the routine bites hard and ambitions are low, and the resentment rides high, but emotions won't grow, and we are changing our ways, taking different roads. Heart again, love. the bedroom so cold? Turned away on your side. Is my timing that flaw? Our respect runs so dry. Yet there's still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. Love, love will tear us apart again.
To say, just as an afterword, congratulations to Churchill of Make Some Noise podcast, whose partner's just given birth to a baby boy. Welcome to the world, Alessandro Francis Emilio. And that is all. Congratulations and good luck.